World Sport from the BBC with Alistair Ross. The official start of the 2012 Olympic Games is now just hours away, with more action on Friday in the archery after the football of Wednesday and Thursday. And coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll hear from two great Olympic champions looking to defend gold entering London 2012 in differing form. An upbeat Roger Federer.
You know, to represent your country and get into that whole spirit. So I'm really looking forward to the tournament. I can't wait that it starts.
And a less upbeat Usain Bolt.
I got over my small problems that I had at the trials. I think my back tightened up on me, and then when my back goes, my hamstring caused a lot of problems.
Well, we are just hours away from the official opening of the 2012 Olympic Games. The famous bell at the British Houses of Parliament, Big Ben, has chimed for 3 minutes non-stop as part of a nationwide bell ringing in the build-up to the opening ceremony at the Olympic Stadium in East London. The British Culture Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, actually broke his bell. He was on board HMS Belfast ringing a handbell, but it flew off the handle and narrowly avoided hitting a group of women standing nearby. He's described it as a classic. Well, the ceremony itself, the opening ceremony, cost $40 million. It involves all 204 competing nations, and it's expected to be watched by billions of people around the world. Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge will be there, as will Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. The organisers are promising a quirky take on British life. Sheep, chickens, maypoles and rain. The show will be closed by Sir Paul McCartney. Queen Elizabeth II will have the honour of declaring the Games officially open. The president of the International Olympic Committee, Jacques Roger, has said London is ready and he is excited about the opening ceremony.
If you compare the two opening ceremonies, there was a part in the opening ceremony in Beijing, a beautiful part about the history of the country, its long-term tradition and cultures. We will have the same here in London. You will see something about the history, about the way of life, about what I would call the Britishness, the same way you had the same situation in Beijing. So the themes are not that different. The size of the country is different. And there's also something that London can bring and that no other country in the world can bring, is that Great Britain was the cradle of modern sport, because you have invented modern sport in the second half of the 19th century.
Well, we're hoping for amazing scenes tonight. Amazing scenes already, though, at the Olympics this Friday, with legally blind archer Im Dong-hyung from South Korea setting the game's first world record. The Athens and Beijing gold medalist has only 10% vision in his left eye and 20% in his right. And along with his two teammates, he's also just broken their own team world record that they set back in May. Well, crowds had gathered outside Lord's Cricket Ground to watch the early ranking events in the archery, only to be told they weren't allowed in. While spectators will watch the main event, the rankings event, which decide the seedings, was described by the organisers as unticketed. Many have interpreted that as open to the public and did arrive from around the world expecting to get in.
The London 2012 website says that this event is unticketed. The obvious interpretation of that is that it's free to all comers.
Particularly boys interested in the archery, so that was a real disappointment. We won't be able to see any archery then, this trip, because we don't have tickets to archery. And they were especially interested, so we're really, really disappointed.
Well, possibly the most anticipated event at the Games will be the men's 100-metre final. But the leading contender for that title has admitted to the BBC that he is not fully fit. Jamaica's Usain Bolt, the reigning 100 and 200-metre champion, says he's ready to defend his title. He is confident he'll win. But this is what he said when he was asked if he was 100% fit.
I want to say yes, but I think I'm probably 95%. But I'm in great shape. I got over my small problems that I had at the trials, so that's a key thing. I think my back tightened up on me. Of course, we have intense training sometimes. We try not to pressure my back, so that was main. Problem really. And then when my back goes, my hamstring always causes a lot of problems. So I was running, but it was just really tight. I was sluggish. I think I'm more confident now, and everything is feeling better now, so I can smile much more now. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Bolt was beaten in both events at the Jamaican trials by training partner Johan Blake. He's admitted that has been a wake-up call and has predicted the men's 100-metre final in London could be one of the best ever seen. Well, some action, of course, has already taken place. The first round of men's football matches happened on Thursday. The biggest shock came as Japan beat a 10-man Spain side by a goal to nil. Brazil held off Egypt's fight back to win 3-2. Finished Belarus 1, New Zealand 0. Senegal, meanwhile, salvaged a point against hosts Great Britain. Craig Bellamy opening the scoring in the first half before this 82nd-minute equaliser.
Now it'll open up down the right-hand side. Once more for Mane. Lovely running into the penalty area. And there is the equaliser from Senegal, from Konate. Konate made the run. The British defence was sliced open. And Senegal make it 1-1.
That the final score. Mexico drew 0-0 with South Korea. Uruguay came from behind for their 2-1 win over the United Arab Emirates. It finished Gabon 1, Switzerland 1 and Honduras 2, Morocco 2. Now, Roger Federer says he is excited about the idea of trying to defend his Olympic title at an iconic sporting venue. The Swiss won gold in Beijing 4 years ago and won the Wimbledon singles title on the grass courts of the All England Club in a best-of-five-set format just last month. But he knows he's got to be at his best from the start when he returns for the best-of-three-set tournament.
If it would have been best of three in Wimbledon, I would have lost third round against Beneteau because I was down 2 sets to love. So it just goes to show that here now, obviously, a bad 5 minutes or a bad couple of points can cost you the tournament. I'm aware of that, but I do believe winning Wimbledon 3 weeks ago is going to help me with my confidence and my game to really do well here.
Ahead of Saturday's Olympic road race, Tour de France winner Bradley Wiggins says the Great Britain cycling team are not worried about what anyone else does as they prepare for the 250-kilometre event. And the International Judo Federation says it's trying to reach an agreement now with Saudi Arabian officials over a dispute over the wearing of a headscarf. Saudi Arabia have traditionally only entered male athletes but have selected two women to compete on the condition they observed Islamic traditions, such as wearing a hijab. The federation confirmed on Thursday that a hijab wouldn't be allowed to be worn during the competition because of safety concerns, but are now quoted as saying there is a good collaboration between officials in looking for a solution. And to Formula One, and Lewis Hamilton was fastest in first practice for this Sunday's Formula One Hungarian Grand Prix. The McLaren driver faster than teammate Jenson Button and world championship leader Fernando Alonso. Hamilton goes into Sunday's Hungarian Grand Prix in fifth place in the standings, 62 points off Alonso, who leads after the Spaniards' win in Germany. Well, speaking before Friday's practice session, Hamilton said it was important not to panic.
No, this is just as important as every other Grand Prix. You know, it's going to be real tough. As always, you know, Fernando's got a good lead. But as I was just saying, I think it's important to stay calm, and because I think when you're calm, you can make the best decisions. And this weekend, I think we do have a car that can challenge for wins. Let's see how it goes.
It was a bad session for the Red Bull drivers, though, with Mark Webber 13th fastest and world champion Sebastian Vettel down in 15th. And in cricket, Chris Gayle made an impressive return to five-day cricket with an unbeaten half-century as West Indies enjoyed a productive day with bat and ball to take the upper hand in the opening test against New Zealand in Antigua. Play underway in the next few hours. Well, Gayle was playing his first test for more than 18 months due to a standoff with the West Indies Cricket Board. He finished the second day on 85, not out, while his opening partner, Kyron Powell, was unbeaten on 58. As the Windies closed on 145 without loss. That was 206 runs behind New Zealand after they were bowled out for 351. The Black Caps only able to add 119 runs to their overnight tally of 232 for 4 before being dismissed in the afternoon session. So West Indies regime, 145 without loss. That for now is your latest.